The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hi, this is MonaLisa32, and I have a special update for you from our incest. The username this time is written by user Bathing My Son. So she actually posted this update number 29 about 10 days ago, and for some reason when we tried to message each other via chat, it won't work. So somebody had posted on my post, and I had tagged her in that post on my subreddit, or actually it was on GWA, and then she responded because she got a notice that I had tagged her, and then she's like, I didn't even see your message in the R incest subreddit. So I thought I left one, but I went to check and it's not there. So the only way we can communicate really is through DM. Anyway, she gave me approval to read the latest update, so I'm going to read that to you now. And this update is M/S. I've been helping my son bathe. Hey there. Very long time no see for me on this sub. It feels like it was forever ago. That the last post I made, after the quick check, it's been about almost 6 months. An awful lot has happened since then. But for a quick recap, which will be explained below, don't stress. We are still all living together, and both sons are still sexually involved with me. I decided to post another update due to the reason I can't list because of moderation. However, for our purposes here, it inspired me to keep telling you our story. There's so much to catch up on, so I guess I'll just outline roughly what's been happening and a key event that's really propelled us into the incest love sphere. As far as the regularity of our sexual encounters, like with everything, they've had their dips and highs. Nothing negative or anything in bad taste precipitated that. It's just how any sexual relationship works, quote, in my experience. For a time there, we were only sleeping together roughly once a week due to conflicting schedules and the monotony of tiredness work brings on. However, these brief periods always pass as we discover new and exciting ways for our bodies to be connected in the best way we know how. The three of us are still single, and I'm very against them not dating if they find someone they really have a connection with. When I say that to them, they both just sort of shrug me off as a concerned mother, but I found it extremely important to drive that home. The three of us were really a familiar relationship prior to this starting up, but as the time has progressed, it's feeling more and more like we're a throuple. I'd like to highlight our kissing and prove my point as it's very intense and feel when we are intimate much more like I have two lovers rather than two sons, which I guess is kind of the point. I still get butterflies when talking about them in this way and have to remind myself a lot that I'm still their mother and they're still my sons. We are closer now than we ever have been, and I'm here for as long as this keeps up. There have been several other milestones we've hit since the last post, including some I'll end this post with. So not to spoil anything too early. They still call my crop top and G-string combo my uniform, which just becomes more endearing each time they ask me to step into it. I mean, not that I ever need much prompting, for it's since it's been my go-to for about a year now, and I think it's worth mentioning. They've even started ordering me different types of underwear that they want to see me wearing. And to be honest, it's kind of a thrill when we get a new package. I always tell them to go and wait on the couch or in the bed before I slip into it. And then they get a bit of a fashion show before things very quickly deteriorate into me sucking and fucking them both. I really feel like handling two cocks is kind of a specialty of mine now, and I'm more used to having two than just one, which is a place I never thought I'd get to. Neither of them identify as bisexual. However, when I asked them about it one night when I was cuddling them, my youngest told me probably the correct term is heteroflexible. For those who don't know, it's just being okay with casually touching, but they don't feel any romantic feelings toward the same sex. I believe in the last few posts I made, their cocks touching that happened a few times, but now it's really no thing. There are a few things I find hotter than grabbing their shafts with both my hands and rubbing and licking them together and hearing their moans. This sort of touching escalated naturally, and we never forced each other into anything. None of us are comfortable doing. For those who have been reading from the start, you'll know that this all started because my youngest was in a motorcycle accident, and I started washing him. One thing led to another, which led me to making these posts and sharing our story. The reason I mention this is because we've all, fairly recently, started taking baths together. I find it really nice, a nice way to relax after a long day at work and being sandwiched between them, or between the two. While we giggle and play with each other, reminiscing on the past and just how hot the whole situation was. These baths actually started unexpectedly, at least from my perspective, but was also unsurprisingly one of the hottest things I've ever experienced. It was during one of our lull periods, where the frequency which we were having sex was waning slightly. I'd just finished another late shift after a really tough week and was looking forward to coming home, kissing them goodnight and crawling up into a ball for some sleep straight away, but those plans were put on hold when I came home and yelled out to no one. With my presence announced and not responded to, a few more cries out for a sign of life came out when I resigned myself, thinking they were gone without letting me know, and I began my nightly routine. First stop was the bathroom for a shower. As I approached, I could hear voices and sounds of water floating softly in the air. It was a bit confusing, but by the voices, it was definitely the boys, so I didn't worry. When I swung open the door, I was met with the sight of the two of them, butt naked, sitting on opposite sides of the bath with huge smiles across their faces looking back at me. I was half expecting them to panic about being caught, but their faces let me know this was the plan. With my hand on my hips, I returned the smile and said, "Well, if this isn't a surprise," while stifling a smile. "Well," my oldest started, "it's been a while and you're working so much we thought we'd try something new." "Been a while since you've had a bath together? I'd say about 15 years," I said, keeping my grin. "You know what I mean, Mom," said my youngest, ever the realist. "So are you just going to stand there or join us?" I dropped what I was holding in my hand on the sink and stripped off in front of them, and they stared at me intently. "You sure there's room enough?" I said, with clambering over the side to sit in between them. "Well, not really, but it's kind of the point," my oldest said, laughing, while scooching himself around a bit to fit me in. Once we were all settled, and after a few more giggles, we landed with me under their thighs, with their legs wrapped up and cocks poking through the waterline straight up near my lap. "This seems kind of like the perfect position," I said, looking between their erections. "I was just going to go to bed tonight, but you're really doing a number on me with these," I said while wrapping my hands around their cocks and wiggling them gently. They sighed, and we caught up about our days while I felt their cocks pulse with each stroke. Every so often, running my thumb under their foreskin, which always gets the loudest moans from them. Ha ha. There really wasn't enough room to do anything much else but slide around, and I was enjoying the relaxation the warm water and the warm bodies were bringing. I honestly could have fallen asleep. I was that calm. But as each second passed, I was getting hornier and hornier, watching their eyes look from my breasts to their cocks and back. After we'd finished up and we all unraveled from each other, my youngest fetched us the towels and they dried me off together, which made me giggle at this level of service. This is nice. I said to no one in particular, with my eyes shut, feeling them rub me off. Once I was dry, my oldest gave me a spank on the ass, and I wasted no time grabbing them by their cocks and basically dragging them to the bedroom. When we got there, my oldest pushed me up on the bed, face down, and basically leapt onto my thighs while my butt stopped wobbling and spread me. Plunging his face in between my cheeks, which shot my own head up with a shocked look on my face, my youngest rounded up onto the bed in front of me and took full advantage of the gap my lips had created by filling them with his own cock. Of course, no protest of mine. While between them, I started really grinding my hips into my oldest's face and started moaning into my youngest's cock, trying to make it as wet as possible while using both hands on him. The change I felt within myself was very real, and I was hornier than I'd felt in a long time. Absolutely at their mercy and loving every second of it, I felt my orgasm build very fast, which only served to make me buck and suck faster. It only took a few minutes before it came to be too much, as my youngest cock slipped out of my mouth while I was looking up at him and came as our eyes locked. As I lay there writhing and trying to catch my own breath, my oldest jumped up, tugged me into a spoon, and hugged me from behind, lining himself up as I retook my youngest in my mouth and spare hand and the other reserved for grabbing his ass to pull him deeper. When I looked back up at him, he had a slight glint in his eye and started speaking just as his brother slipped himself into my pussy, which made my eyes roll while I listened. "You know, it's been a while since we've done anal," he said, kind of meekly. But it was kind of cute of him to recognize just how horny I was feeling in the seize of the opportunity while he saw fit. "It has," I breathed, just trying to focus on my oldest thrusting and grabbing at my breasts. "In fact, why don't you fuck me together again tonight?" Oh my God, this is so intense. "Yeah, that's what I was hoping you'd say," he said with a smile and began sliding down the bed so he was laying beside me. We had done double penetration a couple of times at this point. Not that it's been super regular thing, but the two cocks always, it's kind of impossible not to do, especially when it feels so good for all of us. I'm quite adept at taking them that way, and with how horny I was, it really felt like the option that would satisfy us all the best. I slipped off my oldest with no protest, because he heard what was going on, and rolled up into my youngest and sat on his waiting cock. He gave me a really tight hold from around the back and tried thrusting before my oldest, pushing my ass down, stopped all that. He needed to line himself up too. As horny as I was, because this was an unexpected DP session, maybe my ass was closed up and not accepting anything without warm-up, because I felt the tip of his cock slide around a lot while trying to find his way in. There was a few tight calls and he nearly got it in before a final push and then a stretch like no other, as about half his cock slipped inside of me. I gasped. They gasped. Everyone stopped moving. The realization hit us all. He'd slipped into my pussy right alongside his brother. "Oh, fuck," I said, with my eyes wide, looking between them both. "Fuck, sorry, Mom," my oldest said, but I yelled, "Don't," before he pulled out. "It feels really fucking good," I said, through some short breaths and shifting my hips and to give him a better access. "Are you sure?" they said in almost unison. And I just said, fuck me like this. There was no hesitation from that point on. My oldest finished his thrust to meet his brother's depth, and my pussy wrapped around both of their cocks. Absolutely an indescribable feeling, but aside from the stretch, it's different to just having one. While they thrusted, I could feel both of their heads grinding along the inside of my pussy walls. My youngest definitely couldn't thrust as much with all my weight on him, so I propped myself up onto my hands and raised my ass for them, giving them both better access, and they were both able to push in and pull out of me. Their grunts almost made me come again, so loud and deep, while they grabbed at their ass and shared something I think very few people ever have. It didn't hurt at all, just like more going down there than usual, but all I could say was, oh fuck, oh fuck, two big cocks, oh fuck, over and over. Once they got into a rhythm, I was able to push back on both of them and get them as deep as they could fit before my oldest groaned and said, I can't hold it. Jesus, yes, please do it. Come in, please, baby, both of you. That tipped my youngest over the edge and caused, without a single word from him, he let out a long, low grunt and his body tensed, and I felt his cock grow with every pump. My oldest came in all but 10 seconds later, still thrusting through his brother's orgasm. Once everything and everyone had calmed down, they both flopped and I was sandwiched between them, my oldest cock slipping out as he fell forward, and I was embraced by both sides by a puffed group hug. Wow was really the only word they could mutter up, so I shut them with a big deep kiss each. That felt really, really good, I breathed after we'd all settled into bed. I loved it. You've done it again. Another first for us, for me. And me too, said my youngest, which made us all giggle. Of course it was. So that's the kind where we're at right now. Thanks for reading. And of course, you've got questions about anything else that we've been doing, I'm happy to answer. I think I'll do another couple updates if anything comes out of mind. And I'd like to share. Take care. That was great. I know user Bathing My Son hasn't asked me to do commentary, but I'm so used to doing it now with select gifts posts. So I just want to say, like, I mean, that's still double penetration, but double penetration in her pussy, which was like crazy. I mean, I just can imagine having two cocks rubbing inside of someone's pussy. Just like crazy. Anyway, that was a super hot story. Thank you so much for sharing. I really enjoyed it. I'm glad you came back and are posting again. Because, you know, I live vicariously through these stories. And so I'm glad that you guys are still in a healthy place with your kids, with your sons. And I can't wait to read the next one. All right, have a nice night.